Father, we thank you today because you are God, and you're not only God, you're our God. You created the heavens and the earth. And even when it was without form and void, an empty waste, and the darkness was upon the face of the great deep, by your Spirit you moved, brooding over the face of the waters, and you said, you spoke. You said, let there be light, and there was light. Today we come before you knowing that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You still speak. You still speak to the darkness. You still speak over chaos. And when you speak, there's change. There's restoration. So today, we stand before you with the confidence that by your Spirit, you're still at work in the earth, creating, bringing light where there's darkness and where there's chaos. Your purpose is for peace. We thank you today. Thank you for this great day that you've given to us. Once again, we walk before you in the light of your countenance, under the shadow of your wings. We thank you today for all who have joined us. We pray that our experience would be light and peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus, and it's Tuesday morning, September 30, the last day of September, the year 2014. We thank you for joining us, and we trust that you had a wonderful night of rest, if in fact you're in our time zone. Well, if you already had one a long time ago, many hours, because of the where you are on the earth, in your nation, in your geographical position, well, we thank God for blessing you. Today, we focus on the Spirit of the Living God. You know, everything God does, he does by his Spirit. His Spirit is the agency and the agent through which he operates. And we thank him for his Spirit, and his Spirit moved upon the face of the deep at creation to bring light out of darkness and order out of chaos. And the Spirit of God is still at work in the earth today. We are therefore confident that God is at work even on the greatest and present darkness and chaos on the earth. There is a glorious day coming, however, a glorious day in the making, when the glory of the Lord outshines the sun, and there is not an end to the increase of peace. Today we have a deposit and a foretaste of that light and peace that has been shed abroad in our hearts. And so on that, we are able to stand. That has been a foretaste, a deposit to give us an idea of what is yet to come. Now, if you're not experiencing peace, well, you can enter in on this day, on this Tuesday morning. You can enter into that peace by just allowing it, allowing the Holy Spirit to move upon your heart, upon you. If you know of any situation that is chaotic, and I can think of some right now, we want to bring, we want to allow and invite the Holy Spirit to intervene, to visit, just like he did at creation, when the earth was without form and void, and there was nothing but darkness upon the face of the deep. Well, you may be experiencing some deep stuff, some stuff that you cannot see into or see through. And in fact, I know of one of those right now that's on my plate. So let us believe God today for all those situations, whatever it is. Let God have his way. Now, I want to introduce you to a little change in format of what we do here daily. When you would like to, if you would like to speak, for whatever reason, I would ask you to hit the button number one on your telephone, and that will signal to us that you're wanting to be heard, and we'll therefore make your line live. We're doing that as a means of protecting the quality of the prayercast, because the prayercast is being recorded. Every prayercast is recorded and is archived. And so we want to keep out the background noises that sometimes are present. So your line would be silence on our end of it. No one would hear you. If you dropped the phone, no one would hear you. But if you would like to speak, give a prayer report, praise report, or prayer request, and you're welcome to do so, simply press 1 on your telephone, and that signals us that you would like to speak, and we therefore will make your line live where everyone can hear you. So that's a little different than what we've been doing. What we've been doing traditionally was leaving every line open, but that has been affecting the quality of our recordings, and therefore we thought it would be best to change that, because people in many places around the world, log in to this program. We're thanking God for that. Reaching people, they're getting something from it, so they're logging in, and but in so doing, we want them to have a quality experience with our sound, which is accessible 24/7, and we thank God for the technology that allows that. So that's the new thing. You'd like to speak, press 1, and your lives. Okay. I see someone just hit their button, and I trust that they'd like to say something, because your line is live. And
praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. You caught it, huh? You got it. Praise his name. Praise his name. How are you feeling today?
I am awesomely favored, divinely empowered, and blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Thank you for everyone on the prayer broadcast this morning. God bless you all. I thank God for waking us all up and bringing us to this place where we can humble ourselves and call his holy name. I have a praise report. That was burning in me since on yesterday, but because of traveling, I wasn't able to speak.
Okay.
I would like to which you also know, Pastor. I'd like to lift up our sister Tammy Khalil.
Yes.
And praise God for her. Thank God for all that He's brought her through, that she's been mm-hmm. constant in holding on to Him and just trusting Him to bring her through. And she completed her tour that she was going through on Sunday, and I met her at the door. She was coming in with all her stuff. She said, I didn't want to miss it, so I just took a taxi here because I was so excited to be here. And I just thank God for her. I thank God for bringing her through, and I know that He's not finished with her yet. The journey has only just begun. So we could just give God thanks and praise for what He has
done,
God. What He's about to do in her, and continue to lift her up in prayer. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, we do concur and thank God for what He has done and is continuing to do in Tammy's life. I remember the imagery still with me the first time I saw Tammy. Her head was hanging down. And she was sitting on a bench right near where our facility is, on the sidewalk there. And never forgot that image. And she has come such a long way, and God is just responding to her heart's desire, because she wanted a different life. She wanted to come away from the life that she had lived. And so she cast her cares upon Him, and He began to teach her how to walk with Him and before Him. So that's a wonderful praise report. That's a situation that we are, in fact, let us read Genesis chapter 1. And we want to begin at verse 1 and read a few verses in there. And this chapter describes what God does, and also the fact that He is, because it begins this way. It says, in the beginning, God prepared, formed, fashioned, and created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and an empty waste, and darkness was upon the face of the very great deep. The Spirit of God was moving, hovering, brooding over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, suitable, pleasant, and He approved it. And God separated the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, one day. And God said, let there be a firmament, the expanse of the sky, in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters below from the waters above. And God made the firmament, the expanse, and separated the waters which were under the expanse from the waters which were above the expanse. And it was so. And God called the firmament heavens. And there was evening, and there was morning, a second day. And God said, let the waters under the heavens be collected into one place of standing, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the accumulated waters He called seas. And God saw that it was good, fitting, admirable, and He approved it. That's an illustration of how God operates and how He moves. And in the beginning, God, He was there before all of that, before whatever is the issue, whatever is the crisis and circumstance, please know that God is. And He's before all of that. And He's the one that prepared and formed, fashioned, and created the heavens and the earth. Same God wants to form and fashion the heavens of our experience, our circumstances. He wants to bring light out of the darkness. The Spirit of God is hovering and brooding over the circumstances. And we want Him to speak today, just like He did then, so that order comes out of chaos. Instead of darkness everywhere, there is now light. Instead of deep circumstances, there is a separation. There's the dry land and there's the accumulated water. So God wants to do that in a way that's fitting and admirable, in a way that He approves. Father, we thank You today for this opportunity to look and be confident at what You've done. Look at Your pattern of working, where You bring light out of darkness. Every dark situation, You bring light right out of it. You cause the darkness to deliver light. We thank You, Lord, that in every situation that we can think of right now, where there's darkness, where we were unable to see or see through, Father, we submit those situations to You right now in the name of Jesus. And we're listening as we ask You to speak. And we will speak in agreement with You. We say, let there be light. Let there be light. And just like at the beginning, where it was so, today it is so, in the name of Jesus. And You said, let there be a separation. And today, we decree, let there be a separation of what's above and from what's below. Your presence filling the gap in the name of Jesus. Father, we stand before You humbly. And if there's any separation between us and You, we ask that You would return us to the relationship of being close to You by Your Spirit. We ask that You would apply to our lives, if there are any stains from sin and transgressions and iniquity, that You would apply the blood of Jesus Christ, which cleanses. So we stand on Your promise that You would cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank You today for Your intervention on our behalf in every situation that we are facing, corporately and individually, in the name of Jesus. We call forth light. We call forth order in the name of Jesus. Light and order. in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, if you have a praise report or prayer request, just hit, the number, hit the button 1 on your phone, and it will signal us that you are wanting to be on live. And, of course, we will make your line or your microphone live. But until then, all the mics are closed so as to keep out extraneous noise while our stream is being recorded and then subsequently archived for the access of anyone, any part of the earth, any time of the day. So we thank God. Hallelujah. Praise His name. Just want to remind you that we're looking forward to this weekend where we'll gather with the Dynamic Prayer Club, which is out of South Carolina. That's where they're based. And that people will be coming from various... Please forgive me. Throat is a little scratchy. From various states and so on, be gathering at the Executive Suites in Carteret, New Jersey, on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. And it is our prayer and hope, and we plan to be there for the Dynamic Prayer Club conference and retreat. It actually begins on Friday night, but we will be attending on Saturday. So we thank God for that. It's free. However, you are required to register. And I don't have the information for that, and I do apologize. If Christine is on, she may be able to give you more information on that. I know it's probably past, if not almost, it's probably past the registration window, but these are gracious folk. They would entertain you if you move expeditiously, like quickly. That's what that means. Praise the name of the Lord. Today we want to pray for the people of God, and the people of God in our area are located in various, assemble themselves rather, in various houses of faith, or in other words, churches. And we want God to move. We want the Spirit of God to do what He did at creation, to bring light to the fact that we are one, bring order out of the fact that we are not fully in the order that God would have us be. We're talking about the body of Christ in our area. And that's true for the nation, that's true for the world as well. So we want strength. We want light. And we want order that puts everything in the framework that God has designed for His people in today's world. So let us pray about that. We are all included. Father, we do bless Your name today. And we know Your heart based on what You've shown us in Your Word. We see the pattern that You have in Your Word. And we endeavor to follow. We thank You for Your patience that has surrounded us so that we are not destroyed. Your love and your grace is upon us. You've called us your people. And Father, we acknowledge that we are. However, you're requiring much of us. And you've enabled us and empowered and given us the authority to be your people and to function as your people. Help us. This is the year 5775 where we are able to just take our hands off and allow you to do what we were unable to do in our own strength. We ask you to come in the door that you opened. Enter in as our King and as our Lord, to reign over us, to reign in majesty and power. We want to observe and see your glory even as you enter in. So we invite you to make your grand entrance into our lives individually and our lives corporately as the people of God, so that there would be light and there would be the order, heaven's order, your order, in every place. We thank you now today that we have an example. We have a guide. Move by your Holy Spirit and visit us. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we thank you today. We bless your holy name. Bless every pastor, wherever he or she is. Bless every individual in each church, each house of faith, on this day in a special way. May we rise up beyond where we are, because your glory is upon us. Have your light hit us powerfully in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Can you imagine what happens when that happens? You can enter into that even now. By faith. Amen. By faith. See the light and allow the peace of God to come. Overflow you the joy, even in the midst of your situation. Yes. And you therefore worship. We worship him. We bless your holy name, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. We join the angels in singing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord, God Almighty." Because you are the maker of heaven and earth. So we join the angels today in singing your praise and worshiping you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today. If you would like to be heard, we are operating in a new format where your line is silenced on our end until we make it live. And you indicate to us by pressing 1 on your telephone that you would like to speak. And we actually see the signal on our dashboard, so to speak. And we will make your line live. If you would like to give a praise report, or if you would like to interject a prayer request, we are sure to hear you. And so simply press 1 on your telephone, and you will be on live. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for His safety, His protection, and for the rest that He has given to us and already. And we accept it as well for this Tuesday, September 30. Safety, rest, and peace from all the dangers that lurk on every direction. We thank you, Father, for safety, that you're watching over us even while we slept on last night. You had eyes and ears everywhere to watch and to listen as we slept. So we thank you for the same safety today, even as the morning dawns, the sun rises in the sky. And even though the enemy plots, in how he may steal and kill and destroy, that no harm comes near to us because you are our protector, you are our refuge. And this day comes and this day leaves, and we are able to stand strong because you are with us. We pray today that you would protect the children even as they go on their way to school, getting up even now to prepare and be ready. We pray that you would surround every classroom with your host, your ministering angels, to protect them, our children, our grandchildren, and others, our great grands. You would protect them so that none are lost. None are lost to the enemy. Strengthen all of the children. We thank you for them. Keep them, protect them, and watch over them. And Father, we ask for strength for the law enforcement personnel. They would be able to see and move effectively and powerfully against all evil strategies of the enemy in our community, in our state, in our nation. And we pray for those men and women of the U.S. Armed Forces that are in harm's way. We pray that you would protect them as well, even as they stand as a wall of protection against the evil that is present, the tide of evil. Give them the strength to stand strong and to overcome the adversaries in the name of Jesus. We thank you, dear Lord. Hallelujah. For the fact that we can call on you like we are today with confidence, knowing that you hear and you answer prayers. Father, we thank you for blessing this nation. We pray even on this day that you would move in every state every part of this nation to raise up worship, worship to you and you alone. In Jesus' name. That the sound of truth would reverberate from coast to coast, from north to south, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you're speaking and light comes forth. We thank you that you're making and calling for order, and order comes forth in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, saints, is anyone out there with a prayer request? We would like to entertain your prayer request. Simply signal by hitting your button, number one, and I saw someone just ask for live input. Would you speak?
Good morning. Hello, good morning,
good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm not too well, my truth. I'm just asking that you agree with me and in prayer for my throat and to the soaring in flames. And just coughing all the time, and I just pray that, you know, that you agree with
okay.
me that we pray for healing. Thank
sure.
you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't let the enemy silence your voice. Don't let the enemy silence your voice. We are going to push back on the adversary right about now. Thank you for that prayer request. And I believe by the time we're done praying, you know, God will give a word of wisdom concerning action you may also take following the first action, that's to ask the Lord for help. Father, we thank you on this day. It doesn't matter what it is that we can come to you. We thank you for our sister, and she is simply doing what she believes, and that is that you hear and you answer prayer. And Father, you want us to be in health. We thank you right now for the healing. The healing of our sister's throat that's inflamed. And Father, we speak order to whatever the disorder is. We speak order in the name of Jesus. Order. Healing. Healing. That every cell would respond to health and healing right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Place your hand on your throat, right in the areas where you believe that, where you feel the discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Father, your hand is stretched forth, and we thank you for your healing virtue which flows right now towards our sister, lighting upon her, touching her in the name of Jesus, bringing comfort where there's discomfort, bringing ease where there is disease. We speak health and healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, here's the word of wisdom. use some warm salt water and gargle your throat. Gargle with that. And do that a couple of times, at least two or three times throughout the day, beginning this morning. The water should be salty. And the reason for that is that salt is an antibacterial agent. Mm-hmm. It's sodium chloride, and it will kill bacteria. So you're going to notice, and the water should be warm. You know, it shouldn't be cold or cool. It should be warm. Mm-hmm. You throw your head back and you gargle that, and like that. You know, it's a process, you know, for several minutes. And that will help to reduce the inflammation and the bacteria that's causing that. So that's just a word of wisdom on there. That would help you significantly. Do that at least three times or more whenever possible. You know, you may want to take some salt to work with you if you're going off to work. And use some warm water from the sink, wherever, and put in a cup and add some salt and just gargle it. And that will help. That should go a long way so that by tomorrow at this time, there's significant comfort that is not present. Thank you for that prayer request. And our time is coming to close our time here together. And of course, I almost never want to leave, but we must leave from the mountaintop and go down into the valley where we meet Amalek and defeat Amalek. that's exactly what this day is for more victory for us. So we thank you, and we thank all of you for joining us. We bless your name, Lord, and we thank you for this time that we've had together. It's a privilege, Lord, and you've graced us with this wonderful gift of a brand new day, which comes new mercies. We thank you for each person that's on this prayer cast with us. Far and wide, we thank you for them, and we pray that they will continue to experience your mercies all day this day. And we thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Now, I would love to send us off with a wonderful benediction from the Word of God. We want to take our benediction from 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, which says, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen and amen." I think that's a wonderful place to be, growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for joining us. I look forward to tomorrow morning. Bring your prayer request. Let us decree, proclaim, and believe what God is saying. And let's apply it to every situation. Thank you, and be blessed. Amen and amen. God bless you.
Bless.
Thank you.